Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." The phrase, "the fear of the Lord," is repeated 14 times in the book of Proverbs. Whole sermons and sermon series have been done over the centuries by innumerable preachers and teachers on these 14 appearances of that phrase, "the fear of the Lord," in Proverbs. And I certainly recommend you take time to run all 27 appearances of the phrase in our King James Bible, by my count. It's a great study in and of itself. Now, back in chapter 1, verse 7, we were told that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Here, we are told, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this is not a contradiction. Both are true statements. Knowledge in its true sense and wisdom in its true sense begin with the fear of the Lord. If you're one of our regular listeners, you know that we've tackled the misunderstandings about what the Bible means by fear of the Lord. The misunderstandings come because of just false teaching, not because of the Bible. It means fear of the Lord. It's not just reverence or not just some great respect. If it were, those words would have been used. It would say the reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Or it would say the respect of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But it says fear. It's also true that the word fear takes on certain nuances of meaning according to the context. In other words, I fear the Lord differently now than I did before I was saved. As an unsaved man, I feared God's wrath on my sin of being cast into a lake of fire. As a saved man, I still fear the Lord, but I fear provoking Him to anger by my sin and the loss of reward and chastisement that could result, the consequences of my sin in this life. I don't fear going to hell anymore, but I do fear God. I fear the consequences of disobedience. If I or when I have been in rebellion against Him. You won't hear many sermons on this, but the Bible clearly says that Christians, saved for all of eternity, yes, and we're not in danger of going into the lake of fire, but we still face severe consequences for sin. For example, at the judgment seat of Christ, many Christians will face loss of reward and great embarrassment for evil works or even good works done for personal gain or for personal fame or done in any way not for God's glory. Paul explains this in 1 Corinthians 3:14-15. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Thereupon what? The foundation, which is Christ Jesus. Verse 15 then of 1 Corinthians 3 says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In the meantime, if we rebel and live wickedly, God may simply decide to destroy us. Yes, kill us. Rather than let us bring shame to His name and cause further damage to His cause and to the spiritual health of our loved ones and associates, God might just destroy the rebellious Christian, the backslidden Christian, whatever you want to call that Christian. And that's exactly what we're told in the next two verses of 1 Corinthians 3, verses 14 and 15 say, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Don't ignore this truth, as most Laodicean modern professing Christians do today. You can't create a God in your own image or according to your own imagination. God is who He is, and we're told that knowledge and wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. And only by getting to know God as revealed to us in Scripture can we have understanding. And that's what the rest of verse 10 says. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. I can't emphasize this enough. And I hope you get this one point. Unless you deal honestly and accurately with this matter of the fear of the Lord, ignoring all the contemporary nonsense being taught, unless you really settle this point biblically, you will lack true understanding.